I'm joined today by Steve Rock, storyteller, scriptwriter, and presenter who's been active in the creative industries for over 25 years. He's the founder of the Children's Community Channel, CCC, which is a multimedia site that produces and promotes multimedia children's stories and edutainment from an African perspective. Stories are produced with and for children between the ages of 2 and 8 years old. He's joined for the interview today by his son, Elijah Rock, who is 6 years old and a regular narrator and author on the CCC. Welcome, Steve and Elijah. How are you both doing today?
Thank you so much, Alex, for having us. Thank you. How are you, Elijah?
Good.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. So, Steve, just to get into it and to start us off, can you tell us a bit more about the Children's Community Channel and how the idea came about?
Sure. The Children's Community Channel came about when I watched my my children watching some things on the internet. And I saw some of the things they were watching was, it was good, but it wasn't local enough for me. So we started creating our own stories. And then I thought it'd be lovely to create our own stories and share them.
Yes.
Share them with the world.
Share them with my butt.
And then we got Elijah and Ava involved, my son and daughter.
So, Elijah, what is it like being a narrator and author on this platform that your dad has created?
Good.
No, full sentence. What's it like?
It is...
What do you like about doing it?
Making new stories.
You like making new stories?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And recording them.
And recording them? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You have to speak up a bit. Okay. He's a little bit shy, Alex.
No, it's cool, and it sounds like that he definitely does enjoy it. Elijah, do you enjoy being a narrator and an author?
Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, Steve, one of the things I mentioned in the introduction was edutainment, and so for the listeners who don't know what that is, could you tell us a bit more about it?
Sure. Edutainment is a mix between education and entertainment. When I was at school, I was good, but I wasn't as good as I could be. And then as I got older, I realized that I loved entertaining people and being entertained. So everything I do now with regards to especially storytelling is making sure that people are learning something while also being educated as well, hence the mix of the words edutainment.
Okay, cool. And we know that the CCC focuses on stories and entertainment from an African perspective. And why is this?
Well, my heritage is both British and West Indian. I met my wife, who's South African, and I've got two children who are South African. And what I realize is that we consume a lot of American and Western cultures and stories. And we're great consumers here on the continent. And I just wanted to do my bit to make sure that we create a bit more and share what we create as well. So that's why it's from an African perspective, just to try and like level it out a bit, you know, because we've got some great stories to be told.
Definitely. And I believe that you're also a guest lecturer at Rutgers University in Newark, USA. So what type of topics do you lecture on?
Well, it is about the importance of creativity and nurturing creativity and expressing ourselves through the creative arts. So with Rutgers, for example, we have a lecture next week where we're just expressing how important it is for us to be creative, because through creativity we can inspire others and change the world. You know, people see things, they see stories or they see art or they listen to music and they get new fresh thoughts, and that excites me. And I want to, through my lectures, I want to make sure that we communicate how important it is to express our creative thoughts, because we never know where we can change the world.
And as a storyteller, Steve, working with children's stories, what do you think about a radio station like RX Radio? And also know that RX Radio is going to be working with airing some of the stories from CCC. So what do you think of a platform like RX Radio that's a radio station in hospital providing a platform for children's voices?
I couldn't applaud what you guys do enough. I think it's a beautiful expression. I think it's critical as well, because we can inspire, the children can be inspired, and they can inspire us as well. And I think it's quite easy sometimes to forget about certain parts of the population at certain times. So I think what you're doing is shining a light on how normal children want to learn about everyday things, you know. Just kids want to be kids, no matter what situation they're in. And that's why I really admire what you guys are doing, big time. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. And then, Elijah, what message would you like to say to the children in the hospital who are going to be listening to your stories?
Thank you for watching my stories.
Awesome. And then, Steve, just to end off, do you have any words of encouragement for children to get into writing and sharing their stories?
Yeah, it's when people say writing, the first thing I'd like to say is don't feel that you have to pick up a pen and paper and write. Writing can be what we're doing now, and recording your ideas. So if you have a story idea, don't feel that you have to write it down, because not everybody enjoys writing. So capture your ideas on your on a mobile phone or a recorder. Draw your ideas, you know, just talk your ideas out. It doesn't have to be pen and paper. So that's the first thing I'd like to say. And the second thing I'd like to say is don't feel that there is that your story is not good enough at any time, because if you have an idea, there's a reason why you've had an idea, and you must share that idea, because you might inspire the next generation, your brother, your sister, people you haven't even met yet. So capture your ideas in any way you can. That's the one bit of advice I'd like to give. And also, never give up hope. Never, ever give up hope. What would you like to say?
I want to say that I remember the logo.
You remember the logo? Elijah remembered the logo from
the orange smiley guy with the headphones.
That's what he's been putting his finger up here, trying to get my attention, saying, I want to say this.
Well, awesome, Elijah. It's cool that you recognize our logo. And guys, it sounds like you're doing a very cool thing with the Children's Community Channel. Just before I let you go, either of you, is there anything else that you'd like to add or say?
I would just like to thank you for the opportunity to speak and to share our message. And to those people listening, spread love and share hope.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Alex. Appreciate it. Say bye-bye, son.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.